One of the first public radio stations in the country may be expanding. WBEZ in Chicago is known for shows like This American Life and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And now it's exploring a partnership with the Chicago Sun-Times. It's a deal that could create one of the largest local nonprofit news organizations nationwide. And for more, let's bring in NPR's David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Tanya.
So this deal would make the Sun-Times a subsidiary of Chicago Public Media. Both news organizations signed a non-binding letter of intent to look at a possible partnership. How exactly would this work?
Well, I think they're still hammering that through. Basically, the Sun-Times would be acquired by WBEZ's parent company, Chicago Public Media, which also owns, as you know, Vocalo, which serves Latino audiences in Chicagoland and in Illinois. The idea is that they would cross-pollinate their content. You could probably hear Sun-Times journalists on the air. You'd see some of their stories cross-posted. Presumably, WBEZ stories might show up in the newspaper, but they don't serve identical audiences. And the idea is to more than double the audience of WBEZ and to keep the Sun-Times viable.
You know, these kinds of mergers always bring up a big concern, and that's layoffs. I mean, could there be layoffs if these two news organizations combine?
I think you could see layoffs if, for example, certain kinds of savings aren't achieved, and particularly if certain kind of gains aren't achieved. But I don't think there's any desire to do that. This is not like your typical hedge fund buying a newspaper company or two companies merging that have overlapping markets and therefore nobody needs two sports departments. I think these newsrooms are set up quite differently. Even as combined, they believe they would form significantly the largest news organization in Chicago at 170 journalists without a ton of overlap.
Right, because you're saying that they serve different audiences. Can
and
you
cover
break
the
down
news
a
differently
little bit more?
Too.
Yeah, they cover the news differently. Tell us more about the journalism they do.
Well, I think if you think about the history of the Sun-Times, at its best, it's been this muscular tabloid kind of savvy, working not for the business classes, but more for the working classes. You think of legends of decades past. Mike Royko was a writer, the columnist there years ago. They legendarily were able to show that Chicago inspectors were and licensors were on the take by setting up a fake bar called the Mirage Bar and showed people coming in and soliciting bribes. You know, they've got a proud history there. They were beleaguered for years. They were sort of overshadowed by the much more prominent, prestigious Chicago Tribune. But I got to tell you, in the recent decades, the Tribune has taken such financial hits. You know, the journalists and reporters at the Sun-Times are often paid better and often seem to be much closer to the news and the communities they cover. Meanwhile, BEZ has built up its coverage, parts of Indiana as well as in Illinois, trying to really fill the gap in a lot of the news coverage that's been lost in recent years. As well as serving as so many of our public radio stations do around the country, our member stations do, in serving as a sounding board where people can, with distinction and civility, ventilate issues, take on great arguments and problems affecting their communities, and doing so with distinction.
Also, the Sun-Times has had some financial troubles. What would combining Chicago Public Media mean financially for them?
Well, right now, as I understand it, they're owned by a group of civic leaders that are trying to plot a course and figure out a future. And if you bring it into a not-for-profit umbrella company and set it up as they intend to, as a 501c3, that's a place that you could give money to. So they could not only have subscribers for people who receive home delivery, you could build certain kinds of membership models that are perhaps familiar to listeners of our show here today and stations like BUR and those across the country. That is, people have a different kind of relationship to not-for-profits and particularly to public radio stations than they do to newspapers. And I can say that as a guy who worked in newspapers for 13 years.
Yep. I mean, you've alluded to this, but does this potential partnership highlight a new model in a way for other newsrooms that they can look into? We've seen partnerships between newspapers happen before, these loose partnerships, but nothing quite like this.
That's right. Like in Miami, the Miami Herald and the public radio station down there are close partners. You've seen it in St. Louis, a partnership with the Riverfront Times. This would be of a different order to be co-owned, and it would be both a rebuke and a competitive challenge for models like those of the Chicago Tribune. Currently, its major parent company is Alden Global Capital, a model built on cutting things to almost the point of pain, but not so much that people think they've really got to cancel their subscriptions. This is saying, look, let's sustain it a little bit more. Let's find a way to build a cushion. We cover our costs. There's a little bit more money than we need to operate. We can find ways to make key investments. We can build a digital audience. There's no guarantee of success, but their hope is to unlock the passion that people in Chicagoland have, not just for BEZ, but for the Chicago Sun-Times.
NPR's David Folkenflik talking with us about WBEZ in Chicago, possibly merging with the Chicago Sun-Times. Thank you so much for your reporting.
You bet.